back on the Officer Jack McGlam program. I'm going to give out that call-in number again to call in on the second hour here. That is totally open phone. We have a number of people on the line right now, but anyway, here's the call-in number, 800-1-800-313-9443. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to call in and say a few words or ask questions. Okay? All right. Let's go to this report again real quick here. The following years of in-depth legal research, Leroy Schweitzer and Dan Peterson both referred to as leaders mistakenly because the Freemen were never an organized group, began to educate others locally. Soon, however, many students came from several states. Their legal instruction, including the fraud committed against the American citizens by the Federal Reserve System, and more importantly, how to counter it. But the Freemen went beyond merely pointing out this evil. In their anger, they engaged in the same practice of creating funds in an effort to call attention to the crimes of the Fed and perhaps bring it down, the Federal Reserve System. They did this by suing federal judges and others while securing what they believed to be perfected lien that they converted into certified bank drafts, which were then used to pay off government debt, mainly farm foreclosures and IRS liens. Feeling the heat, the FBI attacked on March 25, 1996. Agents and their paid informant lured Leroy Schweitzer and Peterson into a phony copy machine purchase, then stun gun and beat them into submission. 22 other men and women went into seclusion at the Clark Ranch outside of Jordan in central Montana. It was then the controlled media propagandized, the blitz began, driving the Freemen to fear being jailed or killed. On June 13, 1996, they finally agreed to walk out of the ranch into awaiting handcuffs, lengthy court hearings, and jail. Only Peterson and Russ Landers remained incarcerated to this day, as Leroy Schweitzer did. In 1996, during this writer's first visit to Jordan, Montana, the Freemen showed the evidence of 38 instances where Schweitzer had signed drafts drawn from funds created from unchallenged summary judgments and not only paid off lien, but received in many cases five-figure government refunds for overpayment. The bank drafts were obviously money, at least as legitimate as the thin air created by the Federal Reserve. Okay, we'll be right back, folks, after these important messages.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Right now, for the month of October 2011, Freeze Dry Guy is letting their customers get first dibs on the meat bucket special. That's roasted chicken, Southwest-style chicken, teriyaki-style chicken, stroganoff-style beef, cheesy ground beef, and savory roasted ground beef. Just add hot water and enjoy. Portable, easy, convenient. Real meat, real good. Supplies won't last with this special offer. Order today to beef up your freeze-dried meat supply. You'll even get $20 back in survival bucks or loyalty dollars when you beat the rush and order our freeze-dried meat buckets. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Money, at least as legitimate as the thin air creations of the Federal Reserve, phony money. That's why the federal government considered these men dangerous, not because they might have owned guns and not because they were a physical threat to anyone. It was the freemen's knowledge and their passing it on to others that created the Fed's fear of exposure of its fraudulent system. Considering the current outrage at the inflation caused by the Fed's creation of trillions of dollars of credit money, phony money, for the ultimate wealthy, it is fair to assume that the Freeman may have arrived on the scene just a little too early. Okay, let's go to our callers now. Let's go to Chris. In Tennessee. Chris in Tennessee, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hi, Jack. How you doing today? Jack, I wanted to check on your status as being a domestic terrorist. Have you received a letter or any flack from that since you've been declared that individual?
No, I have not.
Okay.
What happened was I met a person from Boise at the garbage dump up here, and he recognized me and said, "Are you Jack McLam?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Well, do you know you're the number one terrorist in Idaho by the Homeland Insecurity?" And I said, "No, I didn't know that." And so he told me that, and I haven't heard anything more about it since then.
Okay, Jack, you've got a lot of support. Also, that issue that you brought up at the first of the show about that lady congressman and Chuckie Schumer taking our gun rights away, that lady's husband was killed on the train by that insane Colin Ferguson, and it would have been my opinion if somebody would have had a concealed carry permit that day on the train and shot that crazy individual on the train, that it would have been done and over with. But she has really damaged the Democratic Party by labeling them as taking our gun rights away. And that's an ongoing deal. The Democrats,
it sure is.
Yeah, the Democrats, you know, we know how bad they lost in the last election. But here in East Tennessee, the Democratic Party is pro-gun, and they wanted to emphasize that they're not gun-taking away-wayers, but that lady is really damaging. And one other thing, Jack, is we all know that Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, spent over $200 million to get reelected, and he also changed the term limits from 2 term limits to 3 term limits to hold that seat. But I return to New York occasionally and visit the place, especially for good pizza. But a pack of cigarettes, Jack, I smoke cigarettes, and it went up to close to $10 for a pack. And what I would do is I would go to the Indian reservation and buy my cigarettes from the Indian reservations because I could save a little bit of money. Well,
yeah.
Mayor Bloomberg took his authority of a mayor of New York City and tried to impose it on the Indians that are in Shirley, New York, which is in Suffolk County, to change the law that say that they can only sell cigarettes to fellow Indians, okay? But the
yeah.
thing that got me was you have a Jewish mayor picking on American Indians that have been here for centuries, but yet if Bloomberg would have attacked a Jewish organization, he would have let that slide, and that's so one-sided by him sticking his nose where he, you know, he's a mayor of New York City, but Suffolk County's its own little town there. And, you know, interfering with that. And one other thing, Jack, I know you've been busy, and I hope the bride is doing okay with her health, but there was a report that said that our peanut crop has failed this year. Now, I eat peanut butter, and it's very filling. It's not because I'm cheap, but it does its job like it's supposed to. Anyway, the peanut crop failed. So if anybody has some extra money, you need to pick up an extra jar or two to hold out until the next crop comes in next year. Hopefully it's better, because right now it was zero crop, Jack. They're talking about the price of doubling and tripling, and I know how everybody else is on a budget. But, Jack, I want to thank you. You have a lot of supporters, and if you do get into a jam, please let somebody know, and we will be, I myself will be there, stand side by side with you, Jack, to deal.
Okay. God bless you, Chris. God bless you, Chris. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. God bless you. Okay. Let's go now to my brother Dave in Massachusetts. Brother Dave in Massachusetts, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Oh, hi, Jack. Can you hear me okay, Jack?
I can hear you okay, brother.
Okay, listen, I'm monitoring this Occupy Boston, Jack. And what I find is it's just this Hegelian dialectalism and everything, the pressure from above and, you know, from the Washington District of Communists and the pressure from below. I'm going around, Jack, and most of these people are Jewish and Jewish sympathizers and everything, but they're communists and socialists, Bolshevik, Marxists, whatever, and Zionists, you know. But it's very interesting, Jack. I said this last week, but I showed them the scripture in Luke chapter 19 and verse 13, where our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ commands us to occupy the light come. And Jack, the visceral hatred that I get and the contempt that I get from these Judeo-anti-Christians, these communist Judeo-anti-Christians. It's just a mention of the Lord Jesus' holy, precious name and everything. And oh, we don't believe in that. And this is everything that's wrong with America and blah, blah, blah. But what's interesting, Jack, the very next verse after, and this is why I revisited this, because I didn't say this last week, but what I've been doing, Jack, then I've been asking them to read the very next verse after Luke 19:13, where Jesus commands us to occupy until he comes again, you know.
Yeah.
And then in verse 14, verse 13 says, and he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said unto them, occupy till I come. That's verse 13. Then after I show them that, Jack, and they spout all their anti-American, anti-middle class, all their class hatred and anti-Christian hate and everything. No patriot should have anything to do with these commies. But anyways, I don't even read it. I have them read it, and I tell them to read it out loud. And most of them won't, but some of them will. And then it says, okay, but his citizens hated him and sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. So yeah. I said, come on, there you are, you know. You're occupying. You don't even realize who you're occupying for. You wouldn't even be occupying anything if you didn't have the Lord's breath of life in your nostrils. And I says, God's word is forever settled in heaven. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall never pass away. What I find, Jack, is Jesus' words never, never fail. And just like I say, when I point out this occupy till I come and everything, and then they have the exact attitude of the very next verse, but his citizens hated him. Sent a message after him saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. And that's the exact opposite attitude that these Jewish anti-Christians, but of course, we know that they're not just Judeo-anti-Christians. They're Judeo-anti-Muslim and Judeo-anti-German and Judeo-anti-American and Judeo-anti-Russian. They're Judeo-anti-everything except for themselves. So, Jack, all this is, no patriot should have anything to do with them. What it is, that Communist Central Intelligence Agency, the Communist Intelligence Agency, knew that the American people have just about reached a boiling point, and this is controlled opposition, and the Communists in the Washington District of Communists, these are their minions to put the pressure from above and the pressure from below, Jack, to destroy the hated middle class, which, as you know, Jack, these commie bastards always refer to as the contemptible... The contemptible bourgeoisie.
Yeah.
They hate the bourgeois. You know, they hate that middle class. So this is just they're all on the same team, Jack. Those communists in Washington, these communists on Wall Street and in Boston. They're all on the same team. They're all of that same tribe. You know, they say that we know the blasphemy of them, Jack. They say they're Jews, but they are not. We know that they do lie. They are the synagogue of Satan. But you know, Jack, this is my final word. I'll let you move on. But this is what the Lord's telling me, Jack, that the Lord himself has delivered this wicked, evil nation into the unholy hands of the great global super Satan. And the great global super Satan, Jack, is going to have his evil way with this country. God's going to allow it because these wicked Americans had not a love for the truth. So God himself is sending them a powerful delusion that they might believe the lie and be damned. That's all, yes, I have to say to that.
That's true, Dave. God bless you, brother. Good information. Good information for us today. God bless you, and thanks for being an activist for God and country. God bless you.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, we're going to go to another caller here. Brother Mark in Georgia, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Blessings to you. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Yeah, I was just recently reading an article written by Ayn Rand about the difference between collectivism and individualism. And one thing we need to be clear, I was just speaking with somebody, I think it was on RBN just last night, about the sheep and the goats, is that sheep and goats intermingle with each other. They don't have a problem blending in with each other. So when you separate the sheep and the goats, you do so one by one. And anyone who will make some broad brush, well, all these people with Occupy Wall Street or a bunch of communist collectivists, I think we need to back up and be clear about something. Yes, it is true that Soros and other so-called Hegelian leftists have tried to basically hijack the popular discontent that they created by design, and they were very confident in their ability to hijack it. But in the same way that Israel created Hamas, which was popularly elected, and then Israel lost control of Hamas, these people on the left, the Soros and all like that, they do not have the control over the popular discontent that they would like to have, and we need to deal with people individually, one by one. There are going to be some people that are so indoctrinated. I recently signed on and got a membership with tbook.org, I think it is. Tbook is like a Facebook for TOCons, and they kept making these broad brush assertions, and I kept trying to tell them, You people are making these categorical assertions that all these people are completely off the deep end, a bunch of hippies and commies, and they don't want to go out and get a job. And it's like, well, wait a minute. How about if I broad brush made some accusation of you people that you're all a bunch of rednecks and racist, and I started making blanket assertions about all of you people. Now, some people showed that thing that they're basically, they've made up their mind about things and they're not going to listen to reason. There are certain individuals that made that clear, and there were other people that could be reasoned with. But I have repeatedly sent messages to the administration of tbook.org, and they have not responded at all. They haven't told me anything I've done to violate any of their rules. Apparently, what they have a problem with is they're making assertions that they don't want people putting things in historical context. You can appreciate my analogy to Hamas was created by Israel.
That's right.
Counterbalance a secular PLO, but they lost control over it. They wanted to have an organization that they could have, that they could bend to do their bidding. And the problem that Israel has now with Hamas is, well, we're going to operate in what's in the best interest of our people. And if that's, you know, working along with you, you know, but like I say, we need to be steering clear of any blanket indictments, but say, here's our general concerns. The Hegelian left and the Hegelian right both have the same mental mechanisms of dismissing and deflecting their own shortcomings and their own flaws, and they obsess on the flaws of the other side. And it's like a former mentor I had. He said, passion is gracious, obsession is not. And part of being gracious is, well, show me where I'm wrong. Not, well, you show me where I'm wrong in an argumentative, combative sense. Well, you show me where I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. You show me the evidence that I'm wrong. You know, like I've demanded of Phil Gingrey, who I'll just call him Congressman Typical because the issue is not him personally. I lawfully demanded the body of evidence that Bin Laden did 9/11. I have yet to get any response of any kind regarding any body of evidence that substantiates the claim that Bin Laden did it. So to people who slander Muslims, I'm like, look, I don't agree with Islam on a few key points, very important things. But one thing we need to be clear is we are not going to be able to reach them with the gospel by inciting hostility with them and blaming for them for things that they had no responsibility for.
That's
and
what right.
I say in an open letter to Phil Gingrey is, what I've seen is that if the Taliban said, you show us proof that he did it, we'll hand him over, and honestly, the Taliban had the moral courage and the integrity to say, we can't hand this guy over to you just because you claim that he did it when you haven't proven that he did it. And the thing I say in this open letter is, if our Congress had that same moral courage and the same integrity as the Taliban, who has been viciously slandered over cultural issues, I don't agree with those cultural issues, but those cultural issues are not intrinsically Islam, they are issues of their particular culture, and we need to distinguish the difference. I mean, there's things about our own culture that I find disgusting. The way we condone the killing of the unborn, that's disgusting.
Right.
But I don't want some other country invading us because our culture is screwed up and because we do things that are reckless, stupid, and wrong. So the thing is, what we need to recognize is that if you're going to be a follower of Christ, and that's something that each of us needs to examine, you need to adhere to the golden rule. You don't go doing to other people like making broad brush blanket indictments. Well, all you teocons are a bunch of Likudnik Zio-Nazis. And it's like some of them many of them honestly don't know better. Many of them are heavily indoctrinated where they have trouble seeing that it could be any other way. And some of them there's Machiavellian Zionists who they don't care about Israel. They don't care what's in our best interest. All they know and all they care about, and this is just as a principle, they care about their political career, and they know that doing what the satanic Zionists tell them to do, they know that doing what they're told to do by the synagogue of Satan is conducive to furthering their career, and challenging it is going to destroy their career. All right, God bless you, sir.
Okay, God bless you, Mark. Thanks for being an activist and standing up for God and country. Mark, I hope you're listening. But
I got to copy you.
It's the CIA and the Mossad that blew us up on 9/11 and blamed it on the Muslims to get us to war in the Middle East. We'll see you later, Mark.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
On the Officer Jack McLam program, I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, here with you. We're going to go right now to another caller, Barb in Florida. Barb in Florida, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, sister.
Hi, Officer Jack.
Hi.
Hi. A strange thing happened the other night. I was sitting reading and got a phone call asking me to listen in on a webinar and or a conference call, I guess you'll call it. And the guest on that phone call was Ambassador Bolton, former ambassador to the UN, and it was sponsored by the Conservative Strike Force PAC, which I don't think I've heard of it before. Anyway, you could call in and ask a question, and they wanted donations. And the first lady that I heard on the line said, oh, why don't we bomb the hell out of Iran? So you see, the people have already been brainwashed against Iran.
Right.
And then someone else called in and asked about that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed trial. And Bolton said the 9-1-1 war on the U.S., we have to take steps to never get attacked again. And he said, we're in a global battlefield. of course, we have to be all over, you know, the place with our arms.
Right.
And he said that that Obama has been judged the worst president dealing with Israel, and that he wanted to shut down Guantanamo in the beginning, and anything like this signals that America is weak. They went on, you know, with different callers calling in about various things, but it was so obvious that, you know, he wants the people, of course, to be against Iran. And he did complain that we pay 22% of the UN expenses, 27% of the peacekeeping expenses, and apparently he thought we need to renegotiate that. But other than that, it's still the same old, you know, neocon line.
Yes, Barbara, I'm in contact with military intel, and they've told me over the last 3 years that they've spent 10 years looking for any evidence in Iran that they're building nuclear weapons and have found zilch, zero. They did 18 surprise inspections last year and found at the nuclear plants, they found them making uranium at 3.5%, and that's all they found. And to build a nuclear bomb, you got to do it at 90%. And they found that nowhere, and they found nothing to say that the Iranians are building nuclear bombs, nothing at all in 10 years now. And they've looked and looked and looked. And so we're being lied to on the controlled news every day.
Sure.
That they're telling us that Iran is trying to attack the United States and wants to attack Israel with their nuclear bombs, but they haven't told us that the intel information is that they've spent 10 years looking for any information that the Iranians are building nuclear bombs, and they found zero. Go right ahead, Barb.
Yeah. Well, they just want to demonize Iran. And he also said they're not. Oh, by the way, they signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, and Israel never signed it.
So, right.
You know, case closed on that one, you know.
Well, Israel has 400-plus nuclear bombs at this time. And so that's why they don't sign the non-proliferation, nuclear bomb non-proliferation agreement, because they have said, Israel has said, the Khazars that control the place, the communist Khazars, have said, if Israel's going to go down, we're going to take all 400 nuclear bombs that we have, and we're going to shoot them in every nation of the world and blow them up before we go down. So that's what Israel's saying. Israel is absolutely a enemy of the United States and an enemy of all the other nations in the world.
Yeah. He also said we're not spending enough on defense, that the U.S. has a worldwide responsibility. So that means we need to keep our troops all over the world, according to this neocon.
Right. Yeah.
And we also have
to protect he's a very evil man, that man with the white mustache. He's very
exactly.
evil.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And he also said that we have to protect our trade routes. Well, if we weren't doing so much trading, buying Chinese goods, we wouldn't have to be worrying about trade routes.
Right. That's true.
We need to bring our manufacturing home and try to become much more self-sufficient so we wouldn't have to rely on these things.
Right, Barb.
Well, thank you very much, Officer Jack. Thank
okay,
you.
Okay, Barb, God bless you for being an activist
you.
And standing up for God and country. God bless you, Barbara. Take care. Okay, let's go to Mark in New Jersey now. Mark in New Jersey, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Jack, it's very nice to talk to you today.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to put out the announcement. I'm not going to be long. I just want everybody to mark their calendar for this Wednesday, October 19th. It's going to be the Ron Paul Black This Out Money Bomb. And we need a real good showing this Wednesday for Ron Paul.
Okay.
You know, the pledge is good. I guess the blackthisout.com, or else go to ronpaul2012.com and make their pledge to help Ron Paul in his campaign to become president.
Okay. ronpaul2012.com.
And also blackthisout.com.
Blackthisout.com?
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah, because, you know, the controlled corporate media is blacking out of Ron Paul like he doesn't exist. And, you know, whenever he wins straw polls, they don't announce it or whatever. But I also have an idea concerning the Occupy movement situation. Okay, I think that what we should do, one of the ideas I have, I just want to see what everybody else thinks here, what you and everyone else thinks, is to occupy mainstream media.
That would be nice, brother, because it's controlled by the communist Zionists, our mainstream media.
Yeah,
is.
I mean, they're trying to control the debate with this Occupy movement. Like, every time, I mean, like maybe half the people there are like Ron Paul and the Fed and All they're paid to do is go up there and put the Marxist people, the collectivist people on TV. You know, you can't tell me that's not being directed, you know, from up above high. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, I mean,
it is being directed from on high.
Yeah, I mean, if you know, Fox News, like I watch Eric Bolling after Judge Napolitano goes off,
uh-huh.
if they were that against the collectivists and everything, why don't they put the end of Fed people on there, and have them try and promote them,
right?
You know, spend time with, you know, try and promote their ideas rather than, you know, calling the occupiers a bunch of hippies and, you know, they want to smoke pot all the time. And I mean, you know, I get so fed up with I don't even watch mainstream media, but with the little bit that I do, it's I can see where it's just such total social engineering and brainwashing.
Right, brother.
Yeah, but I just want to put that idea, you know, get the Ron Paul, you know, this Wednesday the 19th, blackthisout.com. We have to help Ron Paul get millions of...
Do you have a phone number for him?
I don't know if I have a phone number for him.
Or an address? Do you have an address for him?
Let me, I'm right here right now. Hold on. Let me see what I can do.
Okay.
Here with this,
because some people don't have credit cards.
Yeah,
to have them go to his website without a credit card is not right.
Yeah, let me see what I can get going here with this. Everybody here. Let me see what they're saying on here.
Okay.
Okay. It's taking me now to Ron Paul 2012 official campaign, and see if they just get on to the computer, maybe they can find a 800 number or something on the site itself. Let me try something else here with this. And let's go to Black This Out. .com. Let's see what they have to say here on Black This Out.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. Slowly coming on here. Let's see what they're going to say. Doesn't have not on the homepage of it. It doesn't on Black This Out. It doesn't have it on the homepage.
Yeah. Okay.
I imagine if they go on like the promote or the let me see what I can do again here. Promote the donate, or let me see, pledge the donate. Let me see what I can get something on here about it. No, it's not showing anything.
Okay,
Jack.
Give out that website again, brother.
Okay, all right. They want to go to www.blackthisout.com.
Okay.
And also www.ronpaul2012.com.
Okay.
Go on.
That's good, Mark. That's good.
I want to put out the word for Ron Paul, and also put out the idea about Occupy Mainstream Media. I want to get those two. Whether it's the way they're controlling the Occupy Wall Street debate, or if it's the lies of 9/11, the no WMDs, or if it's Ron Paul. I mean, I definitely think the Ron Paul people should be putting this. This is an idea for the Ron Paul people too.
Right.
You know, so I'm just trying to put that idea out for anybody, you know, who wants to take the ball.
Okay, Mark.
You
know. Thanks for calling in, Brother Mark.
Officer Jack, God bless you and all the good things that you do.
Okay, God bless you too, Mark, for standing up for God and country. Okay, let's go to Frank in Oregon. Frank in Oregon, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
You are so gracious. Thank you for taking my calls. You know, just on that last deal, if you guys have a pencil and paper out there, you can go to call Senator Ron Paul's office for encouragement and for an address to send your donations for Ron Paul. If you go to Federal Info Information, the number is 1-800-333-4636. You can go to there and ask for Senator Ron Paul's telephone numbers and get any further information or anything else, other information of people you want to.
Okay, give out that number again, brother.
Sure. Federal information is 1-800-333-4636.
Okay, thank you, Frank.
I just I want to thank you so much, Officer Jack, and those that support you. If you have any addresses for support to send you, please give that out. You know, a lot of things come to mind. I don't know if you guys ever saw the movie Lord of War, which was taken off of reality. You know, Scripture says love money is the root of all evil. And you know, I'm still waiting for the Americans to get wised up, quit being apathetic, and circle the wagons, so to speak, as the pilgrims used to do, so we can cover the Indians coming at us from all directions. And you know, Scripture says the children of Sodom and Gomorrah shall even rise up and condemn this generation. So that little takeover on Wall Street, I'm for them, because we have to unite on those fronts, but really, the Federal Reserve, IRS, and the military industrial guys are the ones running the show.
Right.
You know, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. It says,
yes.
Scripture. In New Testament, it says, Paul wrote, Jerusalem, because there's a lot of confusion about who is Jerusalem.
Right.
And who's called to be Jerusalem. Jerusalem, which is above, is the mother of us all. Okay, God is love, and he sacrificed his only begotten son. And Jerusalem is above, and that's the mother of us all. David wrote, let the meditations of my heart and words of my lips be acceptable in thy sight, Lord. You know, I'd like to wish everybody the peace of Christ, the risen Christ Jesus, be with all you. You know, it says, my children are killed for the lack of knowledge. So people,
yeah,
if they don't want to know, I believe this, but I can't confirm it. You know, years ago in Bush Jr.'s administration, the Secretary of the Air Force wanted during Bush's Jr.'s administration wanted permission to use microwave tech on American public, a carte blanche to use that kind of high-tech weaponry against American public from Congress. So one of the reasons they want citizens unarmed is that they have the technology to cause entire individuals, entire areas and communities to go wacko and dysfunctional pretty much totally.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons they built those FEMA camps that down the road they want to cut loose with us if they have to with their high-tech weaponry.
That's right, brother.
Please comment about the things I shared with you, if you would.
Okay. God bless you, Frank. God bless you. Okay, we're going to come back and with Ken in Virginia right after these messages on.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, we're going to go to Ken in Virginia. Ken in Virginia, welcome to the program, brother.
Yes, Jack. Ken White. Herman Cain was on Meet the Press this morning, and of course we know that Meet the Press is part of the controlled establishment, the media. But
yeah,
I will have to say that David Gregory, who is the host, pressed Herman Cain pretty hard. And it's hard for me to see how he can survive this kind of questioning. One thing, of course, he's talked about his 999 plan, and he's going to do away with the income tax and put in this super tax that's going to replace everything else. Well, of course, he says it sounds simple, and this is what everybody wants. But the income tax industry is pretty big. If anybody thinks that he can get rid of this by just a wave of a hand as president, that's ridiculous. And one thing that nobody has talked about on this replacing the income tax, okay, he says, well, the state taxes, they'll stay the same. And, of course, most all the states, the majority of them, do have state income taxes. And most of the state income taxes are based on the federal income tax. And they say, put on line 12, your tax from the federal income tax. Well, if there's no federal income tax to put it on, they'll have to enact their own income tax laws, which will be all over the lot. So it's there's going to be a fight in every single state as to what rates to put on. And some people say, well, it's too high or too low. So it's not going to be the same return for the state. So that's something that people need to put their eyes on. And of course, also Herman Cain was a former director of the Kansas City Federal Reserve, one of the really powerful Federal Reserves, and he talked about he's been questioned about auditing the Fed, and he says, well, yeah, it might be a good idea, but it's maybe an issue, but of course they all laughed when Ron Paul was asking a question, and he says, oh, well, you're an inside man, and of course he is an inside man, but he's a fraud, and I don't think he can stand up. And frankly, Perry he's got a tremendous amount of money, but I think he's shot. And I don't, even though Romney is a very good speaker, and he's self-assured, and he looks really good. But when Rush Limbaugh says, well, Romney's not a conservative, which, of course, he's not, I think that has really brought him down. So it's hard for me to see how these so-called front runners or up there can survive. Now, the Virginia Taxpayers Association predicted that in a break.
Okay, Ken, we're totally out of time, brother.
Okay, all right.
The show's over.
All right.
God bless you, Ken.
Thanks
for calling in. Hope you'll call back again.
Okay, right. Yeah, right.
Ed in Utah and Greg in California, sorry we couldn't take your calls, but we're totally out of time. I hope you'll call back next week and call back earlier. Okay, thank you. God bless everybody. And don't forget, folks, have a great week. And hopefully, God willing, I'll be back with you next weekend, okay? And don't forget your imprecatory prayers, folks. Don't forget to pray that God will take the Antichrist synagogue of Satan leadership in America, which is who leads us, and destroy him with double destruction. God bless you all. Good day.